Today, we're going to learn something that goes hand in hand. And as a leader, you must seek this in your life. Perfect love equals forgiveness. Perfect love equals forgiveness. Without one, you will not come across the other. Because perfect love will equal to automatic forgiveness. Now, what I want to do here is you have to seek one to get the other. Now, when I say perfect love, I mean seek God's love in your life. You know, you must accept God's love. The fact that He's forgiven you all the things that you are that are wrong. You know, when you deal with people, you must always remember that somebody dealt with you. Right? So instead of having a temper or picking at somebody like an open wound, every day you must give them a fresh start. And if they blow it again, then, of course, get on them again. But do not separate them from the fact of you also were in that place. In order to get to that place, you must accept God's love in your life. And what this means is that you must recognize that you are never going to be perfect. You are always going to make mistakes. They will become less as you apply it. But there is none perfect in this world. You must accept this. It's always shades. Some are a little better, some are a little worse, but none are perfect. Amen? Too many times when we come and grow in the Lord, we get a little better, so we become less, how would I say it? Forgiving of others. Amen? But if you accept God's love in your life, which is unconditional, when you accept it, then you will learn about unconditional forgiveness. Which is what you need to operate in order to be any good to anybody. I'm not saying be stupid. You understand? I'm just saying be open. Right? There are always going to be people that badmouth you. There's always going to be people that would hinder your walk, if you will. We would like to believe that they might cause you to stumble by their actions. But in truth, you're dealing with your flesh. Amen? You're not dealing with that individual. That individual has no control over your life unless you are in your flesh. Right? Unless you are living inside of you instead of God. So God's love in your life must be accepted as unconditional. He unconditionally loves you. And when you learn this truth in your life and realize this in your life, then you're going to start to have unconditional forgiveness. And as a leader, you must have that perfected love. Maybe that would be a better way to say this. So that you can get that automatic forgiveness. which means in all you're getting as a leader, you must decide to see His love in your life. All right? There's always going to be people that you have a personality conflict with. It's easy. We all have personality conflicts with people. But when you accept the truth that you also, your personality, will have a conflict with others, then you will understand why you have a conflict with others. Does that make sense? You see, personalities will at times conflict, but if you operate in God's unconditional love, then you're going to start to learn about unconditional forgiveness for others. There are many people that have lied to me, cheated to me, stolen from me, called me names, told me I was a devil. I mean, the whole thing. And those things will always be true. But if I hang on to that incident in my life, I no longer am flowing like living waters from God. Are you hearing me? You have got to lose these feelings and emotions about people and always remember to share God's unconditional love. Amen? You must have that so firmly entrenched in you, the recognition of it, that unconditional forgiveness is automatic. You must, as a leader, learn to walk in unforgiveness. I mean, in forgiveness. Amen? You must learn to walk in a way that as soon as people do something to you, you let it go. Because if you do not let it go, that unforgiveness in your heart is going to block what God wants to do in you. You're no longer going to be stable. You're no longer going to be submitted. You're no longer going to be all the things that you need to do as a leader. Because you're going to be focused on that unforgiveness, no longer on God. So are you understanding that as a leader that you must have this love perfected in you? And when I say perfected, it's perfected in Christ who is in you. And you must accept it. If you do not think more of yourself than what you are, your problems will be less. Right? You got to remember where you were at. You got to remember where you started. You got to remember all the long suffering that went into you by others. Right? And that will give you perspective on how to forgive those that would definitely try you. Amen? The next thing I want to talk about here is the only way that you're going to have God's love in your life unconditionally is when you accept it and when you rest in it. What does that mean? You've got to rest in His love. What does that mean? You got to trust Him. You got to quit trying to make things happen on your own and always make things happen through Him. How many people have, tried to just make things happen even though it seemed impossible and failed? But in God, you'll never fail. I had a guy walk up to me one day and he was extremely worried about turning in his New Testament survey on time. So he did what he was supposed to do every day. Instead of like most, procrastinate. Every day, even though he didn't think he could do it, he trusted God that he could. And he went into his room every day and spent that time not staring at the wall or picking his nose or nodding, but diligently working on what he was supposed to do, trusting that God was able to take him through anything that was there. And he came up to me right on time, and he told me, he goes, I didn't think I could do it. He says, but I decided that God could do it. And so every day I just went in there and kept working on it. and was diligent about doing what I was assigned, being obedient. And in the end, he did it on time. And that is a Bible study all by itself on how we're supposed to be. We are supposed to do what God assigns to us, or what our authority is assigned to us, every day, without screaming, without kicking, without procrastinating. And when we do those things that we are supposed to do every day, we are resting in Him, we are trusting in Him, we are believing on Him, and we're going to find out that we can rest in those things and everything will be okay. But if you start to lean on your own, start to lie to yourself, you start to tell yourself, I can do this later, I can be disobedient, it's going to be okay, there isn't going to be a problem, now you're trusting in you and you're not resting in His love. In His love is the supply of all our needs. In His love is the supply. You know, if you would do what you're supposed to do consistently, you're going to go through everything quickly. But what happens is we always insert ourselves into it. And when that manifests, we usually fail. Amen? But there isn't nothing that God's going to put you through that you can't go through. So in everything that I'm speaking right now, you must trust in His love. Would His love tear you down? Would it? It would cause you to grow, to prepare you for a deeper relationship in Him. Right? But would His love tear you down? Okay. And that's the truth of resting in His love. You know why I go through everything I do is because I know that in His love I am perfected. And a father will challenge us to grow. A father will be somewhat strict on us until we learn to be strict on ourselves. A father will show us a path and have us to go down that path so that we might learn what we need to get a deeper relationship with Him. I'm here to tell you that your workshops that you go through with people and things are a manifestation of His love for you. Do you understand that? Because every person that you don't get along with is somebody that you need to get along with in order for His love to grow into that area of your life that's always brought you conflict, so that you might become one with Him in every way. Every workshop you go through is a manifestation of His love. Because it is going to cause you to push out those parts that are not of Him so that He can have that piece of you that you're continually fighting with anyway, so that He can perfect His love in you. See, when I look at my life, and you will learn to look at your life, that everything that you went through, when you went through it, you did not like it, it was not easy or whatever, but when you look back on it, you understand that He took you through that workshop. And that is a manifestation of His love. So in the workshop, the problem that we have is we're thinking instead of trusting. How can I get out of this? There must be a way around this. But in truth, we need to just go through this, whatever it is. Why? Because He wants that part of your life for you and Him to grow closer than ever before. Workshops are a manifestation of His love. It says in the Bible that there is nothing pleasing in the flesh to God. Amen? So when you are in rebellion, and when you are procrastinating, and when you are doing what you usually do, and you is, I'm not pointing fingers, I don't mean it that way, you, me, the human race, whatever you want to say, we are rejecting God. And we are not allowing Him to come in to truly get that one thing that He wants us, which is unity totally with you. You see, God's perfect love is that He wants us all to be absolutely one with Him. And the only way that happens is by dying to those things that bring conflict into our life. And that's the purpose of those workshops, is to bring perfection of His love into our life. Now, when you rest in His love, and I explained about the workshops that will bring you to that, you must receive this, then you will also learn about perfect peace. Are you hearing me? You're not going to be in peace. You're not going to be at peace as long as you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Amen? Oh, you can act like it if you want, but you know, that's only going to go so far. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do, if you're not doing the workshop that's assigned to you, if you're not trying to go through it, if you are avoiding it, all those other things, you're going to be in turmoil, not in peace. Amen? How many people know that's right? And I don't care, you see. What it is if you want to be perfected in His love, if you want His perfect love in your life, then that submission thing has got to be in your life. Right? Now, let me explain this now. What are you saying, Dominic? That you start talking about perfect love and then automatic forgiveness and then resting in His love, and you're telling me His love is the workshops, and that if I just be obedient and go through my workshops, I'll have... What are you talking about? It all sounds contradictory, but it is true. In your workshops, you're going to find the peace at the end of them. In your obedience, you're going to find the fact of His unconditional love. If He did not love you unconditionally, He would not be challenging you to grow and to come closer to Him. Because the only way you're going to do these things is in Him. So the workshop itself is developed to drive you towards Him, not away from Him. And what is our biggest workshop? Well, of course, it's us. But what does He use to help us grow? People. I mean, you know, a lot of people get irritated at me because I have them to do things and they blow it and I tell them, go away, don't bug me. Why? Because in the end, I'll just do it myself, because things we can all do by ourselves. We can do projects, build things by ourselves. But you see, people are what cause us to grow. Do you believe that? Who do you have your most conflict with? Not even in yourself. Although yourself is, you are the conflict. But people will cause you to be perfected in His love. They will cause you. Because you're not going to deal with people unless you're really seeking God. Because that's what's going to make the difference in your love affair with God. Your biggest workshop is always going to be people. Period. And when you learn to deal with people properly, then all these things are going to come to pass in your life. If you're antisocial, right? You don't want to be bothered with anybody. Leave me alone. I'm shut up. Go away. I'm having a bad day. Whatever. You're not going to be resting in His love. Because the whole reason you're here is to help people. You get that? I was so wrong when I got saved. It blows my mind. God really puts up with a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? He does. I was probably the whiniest, not to anybody, but inside of myself and in my prayer closet to God. These stinking people, God, I think you should just throw a big old bomb on earth and blow them all up and just keep the good ones. I mean, I really, you know, I was very down on people. And at that time, when I was very down on people, see, anti-people equals turmoil. Hello? It truly is. I was in turmoil every day for years, even when I was running a home. Because I really just did not like people, did not want to. And God had me right there. I mean, what other job could you have besides one we do now that would cause you to grow more in dealing with people? And I was in rebellion. And let me just say this. I wasn't in rebellion because I was doing it. But I hated it. I despised it. I wanted out of it. I didn't want nothing to do with it. That's probably why I get to do it for life. You know what I mean? But see, being anti-people will equal turmoil. So if you don't tolerate people, or you automatically want to go pick on people, or you pick somebody that's a real tore up individual and just keep hammering that person all the time, you're going to be in turmoil too. Because whatever you give, you're going to receive. Are you getting this? But when you learn to deal with people, in a way that is bold in the Lord, in love and truth, then you're going to walk in His perfected love. And His perfect peace. See, the reason why I wanted to have this Bible study is because we're growing in the Lord and we make mistakes and, you know, we're people and so forth and so on. And praise God. You know what I mean? But, you know, I want you to understand what's going to take the turmoil out of your life. I want you to understand what's going to cause you to grow closer to God in your life. I want you to understand it's not the knowledge alone. See, the learning of the Word of God is absolutely necessary. But being able to deal with people in a love manner is imperative for you to walk in that closeness with God that you're seeking. It's like some people come here and they go, well, I just want to learn about God. Well, you're going to learn about God as you're going through your workshop with people. Amen? You're going to find out how far you really can go in your patience with people when you're in God. You're going to find out how much compassion and grow compassion that you never had before as you're dealing with people in God. You see, my wife, I love my wife, and you know, she asked me when she first went to the ranch, because she was just starting to walk the path, and she wasn't the first one to ask that question. I have people that come into discipleship demon-possessed. Absolutely demon-possessed. Amen? Got more spirits on them than Kyra got teeth. I mean, just loaded up. You know what I mean? And she goes, can't you see that? And I go, yeah, I see that. Why are they here? Because they're people and they need help. You understand? One thing I will not do is I will not pick and choose who God is going to touch. Do you understand? And you don't pick and choose who you want to throw out just because of the difficulty in dealing with that person. Why do you long suffer so much with some people? Because doesn't God long suffer with us? What makes your particular mannerisms that much more pleasant to me than somebody else's? Each and every one of you sitting in this room have character flaws. that you're working on. Right? And each and every one of you in this room, at one time or another, I had every right in the world to toss you out on your head. Right? So why all of a sudden, now that you're in a leadership position, would you want to toss anybody out because of their character flaws? You see, and I want this to strike home to you. Because you're going through the workshop that you already put me through. Amen? And you need to recognize that this workshop is assigned to you by God. And if you remove that individual or individuals that's bugging you because you don't want to be bugged no more, you ain't getting out of that workshop. Because that's God's chosen workshop for you. And God will send you two or three next time instead of one. And you got to get a hold of this. Because the biggest thing that you're going to learn in this place is, of course, the Word of God. Absolutely, I insist you're gonna, and soon you'll be in an Old Testament survey that'll blow your mind. Amen? But without you being able to learn how to deal with people, you're never gonna walk in that perfected love of Christ, nor have that perfect peace in every situation. Because you have not completed the workshops that God assigned so that you and Him can be one. You get it? See, I started out talking about perfected love. Well, you've got to give everybody a brand new day and a brand new chance, just like God gives you every day. You've got to quit keeping tallies and scores on when people screw up. You got to sit there every day and work with them on a brand new worksheet. Every day. Because I did it with you. There is no jewels in this room that are wholly polished yet. We were all little pieces of coal that God has put pressure in to perfect it into a diamond. Amen? And we've got to let God have His perfect work. And that perfect work comes from you learning to get along with people. And you being the one that long suffers. And you learning the truth on how to deal with people where they're at, not where you want them to be. Why? Because that is why you're on planet Earth. It's not just to get stuff and things for you. Is to share Him with others. And His love is perfected in His mercy and grace. The perfection of God's love was Jesus hanging on the cross and dying for all of us. You know, the Lord, I love the Lord. He's so good to us. I don't know how He gets anything done, but He's so good to us. You know? But the beauty is that He never gives up on us. And, you know, it's like I keep taking people back again and again and again that have blown me. Why? This might be the time. You know, I long suffer. You have got to quit looking at a person's actions. And you've got to keep looking at a person's heart. Why do I long suffer with people? Because if they've just been very wayward, but their heart is to change, then if their heart is on the path to being right, over a period of time, they will become right too. When I told you this morning that I was the worst case scenario, you know, I really, and I am not trying to compare myself to anybody else or go in a war or a race or anything. You know, to myself, the worst nightmare that could happen to me would be a Dominic fresh off the club walking in that house and looking at me. Because it would be just like everything in me would start screaming right away. You see? But if God can suffer with me, then can't I suffer with everyone else too? And let me qualify this. God will talk to you. You see, when you're supposed to lose somebody and when you're supposed to hold on to somebody. And that all is a part of the growth. As you are seeking to do right things, not your things with your life no more, you will start to ask God, what does He want you to do? And God will start to tell you, okay, this one's done. Let him go. Amen? All right, I'm sorry. There's people in this room that I wanted to loose, and I prayed and asked God to let me loose. And He wouldn't let me do it. All right? Why? Because I was done. But I was not the key ingredient. He was. And in this process of learning how to deal with people, you get that closeness that I keep telling you about that will manifest in your life. But it comes through knowledge of Him, through knowledge of the Word, and through your ability to show His love to people, which is perfected over a period of time. You got to get out of yourself in the end. You got to get out of your judgmental attitudes, and you got to quit looking at things through your eyes. I hear it all the time. People come up to me and they go, well, how come you just toss this person out? But this guy that's a blithering idiot, you keep hanging on to. You know what my answer is to them? Don't know. Why? Because he who walks in the Spirit is not able to be judged rightly by natural man. Amen? And those that ask me those questions do not yet understand that I am not a natural man. I have crossed over the line and become a supernatural man in God, and we are one. And in that oneness is His love perfected. You get it? And it is perfected when you listen to God, not to yourself, and you learn the Word, and you learn the truth, and you learn to pray. And every day of my life, I spend most of my day not talking to you, not talking to my wife, not talking to people, but talking to God, because we are one. And until you get there, you will not understand why I make the decisions that I do. In John 3, it says, the wind blows wherever it would, and nobody knows where it comes from. And so is the Spirit of the Lord. The supernatural man understands those things. But the workshops that I'm talking about here are going to lead you to that place where you walk in the supernatural. They are assigned by God to drive you closer to Him. When you walk in obedience to the things that are set before you, you are not in turmoil, are you? It's when you will not do, because of your natural man, the things that have been assigned to you to do. Amen? The reason why people work you up so bad is because they offend you. You're offended. Don't lie to yourself. You know you are. So the way you get past that is accepting that workshop, knowing that it's driving you closer to Him. You see, I really believe that this ministry is the best ministry for teaching people to walk in the supernatural, for those that would dare. Why? Because it will cause you to grow closer to God as you learn the truth. Does it make sense? I hate that. See, it all goes back to being a teacher. How come do I got to deal with nippleheads, Lord? Well, I was a nipplehead. Right? How come won't this person get right? Well, how long was it before you got right? Why is this person always this or always that? Well, how come are you still this and that? You know what I mean? You see, sin is sin, imperfections are imperfections. It's all shades and colors. Right? Jesus is perfected in mercy and grace. The only time we as leaders should take and cause a separation of a person from the place is when God speaks. Should have nothing to do with your personal feelings nor the logic of why it should be true. Amen? Logic is not in God in the area of people, because it is His heart that all should be saved and come to know His grace and mercy. So you cannot take your logic in with dealing with people. The only one that's able to is God, because He's the only one that can discern the heart. And I've been in big arguments in my own home about people, because sometimes I just go to cut people loose, and the question is why? Don't know. You understand? But I know I don't know because it's Him that's made the decision, and I don't have to understand. Right? If you learn how to listen to the voice of the Lord and make your decision solely based on Him speaking to you in the area of people, even though you'll go through grievous things, you'll walk in perfect peace. Some of the people that I have had to lose from this program are dead. 68 of them before I ever showed up on this campus. I had 68 letters in my office from people that were dead. Amen? That had gone through or started to go through discipleship. And that would have devastated me in my life. I mean dead, you know, like gun to the head, OD. So every person that comes here is sent by God to get what they need for life. Every person that walks through that door was sent by God to have the chance of eternal life. And who am I to throw a person out that door if God sent us? And if you can get a concept of the burden that you will get if you don't pray to God in that circumstance, then you will understand why sometimes I long suffer when everybody else is more than done. I don't want blood on my hands. You understand? And I would be guilty if I just used my logic, or just went strictly by this or that. You know what I mean? I got to pray and ask God, because I don't want people's blood on my hands. My name is not God. You must learn to walk in the supernatural. Amen? You must not trust what you think, ever. Because your mind, especially at this stage of your growth, still is of the world. Although it's being transformed. You know what I mean? You got to go through the whole thing to get the real thing. Amen? That's why I told you. You guys need to learn to walk in automatic forgiveness. Are people going to be mad at you, confront you, talk to you? Yes. But that is not to get you riled. And you can't hang on to it. You got to let it go. Why? So that you can get God's love in your life unconditionally and perfected. Right? So so that you can rest in His love and in His supply. Rest in the midst of turmoil all around you. So that you can have that perfect peace and perfect love, which is part of the abundant life that God has always planned for you. Well, Dominic, how can you be at perfect peace and love and go through it? Because Jesus is the source of perfect love and perfect peace. And He is perfected in those vessels that are used by Him. The less of you have in you, the better off you are. The more of Him that is in you, the better off you are. That's why all the workshops you go through, you know, the hard ones that you can't believe it and so forth and so on, the people that are pure Nimrods and stuff, I praise God for them. Because in those pure Nimrods and all those situations I've been through, little by little, my perfection in God's love is getting closer and closer to me. I assure you of this, that a theologian that perfectly understands the Greek and the Hebrew does not walk in God's perfect love. Even though he can rightly define in terminology understanding everything in the Bible, he's missed it. Because God's word is a direction for us to understand His love, but His love is perfected in His people. And if you can't deal with people, you will never have God's perfect love in your life. Well, Dominic, you don't know how hard this is for me. Sure I do. You don't understand, man. No, I do. You don't understand. God didn't send you here to read a book. God sent you here to get His inspired word inside of you and help people. Amen? Gives you a little new perspective, perhaps. Right? Perfect love, gotta have it. Automatic forgiveness, gotta have it. Unconditional forgiveness, gotta have it. Gotta rest in His love, be obedient no matter what. Of course. When you do, the supply is always there. Right? Gotta deal with people, gotta do it. Anti-people, self-centered, sit in the back of the room all the time, antisocial, equals turmoil in your life. Why? You were built to help people. How can you help people if you won't even get along with them? Amen? Who are you supposed to get along with? Everybody. A leader must have these characteristics in order to be perfected in the love that must be the only reason that he does what he does. The reason why I do what I do today is because I love the Lord with my everything. And I want Him in my life in every way. And the only way to do it is to go through what I'm going through. You can pray until you are blue in the face and you're going to get touched. Amen? God will touch you. But in order to walk in that perfect love every day, you got to become a people person. Hallelujah. Father, I love you, God. Let this word settle in their hearts. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.